Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unit 12, BUS 410 Christian Entrepreneurship. This is your last unit. I want to begin by saying how incredibly proud I am of each of you. You have reached the final stretch of this course, and that's something we're celebrating. Over these last few weeks, you have persevered, reflected, created, and allowed your faith to guide your entrepreneurial thinking. Before we dive into the final reflection and assignments, let's take a moment to invite God's presence as we close this journey together. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for today. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings of CLI. I thank you for the blessings of these students. Lord, I thank you that we are able to learn, to grow, and to impact your kingdom, to be your hands and feet here on earth. Lord, I pray for each of these students as they take on this last unit, Lord, that you give them peace and strength. And I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. It has been a joy to witness and to read all of your papers thus far. You've all done really well. You've explored what it truly means to be an entrepreneur for Christ's kingdom. Someone who combines business knowledge with biblical wisdom to create meaningful impact. From understanding purpose-driven business foundations to exploring innovation, team leadership, and ethical principles, you have learned that entrepreneurship is not just about profit, but about partnership with God in His creative work. Throughout the course, you've worked diligently discussing Scripture's relevance to business, analyzing real-world examples, and offering your own insights into how faith and enterprise intersect. You've discovered that your calling as an entrepreneur extends far beyond transactions. It's about transformation. Remember Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus, to do good works which God prepared in advance for us to do. Right? That verse captures the entire heart of this course, that you were created to create, designed for purpose, and called to bring good into the world through your gifts. Think for a moment about where you started 12 weeks or more ago, perhaps with a question about how Scripture could practically relate to entrepreneurship. Now, you can likely look back and see growth in your perspective, your discipline, and your understanding of how Christian values can shape innovation, leadership, and stewardship. That kind of growth doesn't happen by chance. It happens through engagement, reflection, and faithfulness. You've completed many quizzes, you've written an essay, and you learned how to apply Scripture to real-world business principles. You've done that. Every step has been building towards this final milestone. So take a moment to thank God for that progress, for the wisdom, encouragement, and perseverance that brought you here. Now, let's talk about the final assignment for your week 12 essay besides your quiz, right? So this final paper is going to be 1,500 words. It's going to explore how entrepreneurship has changed over the last 10 years. And it has changed. This assignment asks you to analyze the significant transformations in the entrepreneurial landscape, right? You're going to dive deep. You're going to use the course resources. You're going to find more resources. You're going to consider how technology, consumer behavior, economic shifts, global events have reshaped how entrepreneurs start, fund, and grow their businesses. This paper should be grounded in research and examples, but I also want you to reflect on how these changes align with or challenge biblical principles of stewardship, integrity, and service. Your essay should follow the guidelines and the grading rubric provided in the course. Be sure to review the instructions carefully before submitting and double check your formatting your citations, and your references. As you prepare that final paper, please revisit the policies on academic integrity, both cheating and plagiarism. Very important, right? You have demonstrated excellence and honesty thus far, and I encourage you to finish strong. Read them and ask questions if you have them. Proverbs 16:11 says, "Honest scales and balances belong to the Lord. All the weights in the bag are of His making." Integrity honors God. Write with authenticity, properly citing your sources, and let your original analysis shine. Your perspective, shaped by Scripture and the insights you gain in this course, are valuable and trustworthy. Finish your course with that same dedication to the truth that you began with. As the course concludes, I want to leave you with a vision for what lies ahead. The entrepreneurial landscape will continue to evolve, right? It's already evolved rapidly, it's going to continue to do so, but the biblical principles you've learned in this class remain constant. Scripture does not change. You are now equipped to navigate technological disruptions, changing consumer expectations, and economic uncertainty while maintaining your faith-centered approach to business. Your learning in this course has prepared you to approach the business as a platform for influence, service, and truth. So whether you're launching a tech startup, developing sustainable projects, or create a platform to serve underserved communities, or whatever else you're doing in life, use these principles. This world needs entrepreneurs like you, people of faith who can adapt to rapid change while remaining anchored and timeless values. As we close this course, remember the encouragement found in Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Right? The entrepreneurial landscape of the next decade will bring new challenges and opportunities. AI will continue transforming industries. Sustainability will become even more crucial and critical, and new forms of digital commerce will emerge. But you've learned to see these challenges through the lens of faith, as opportunities to serve, create value, and advance God's kingdom. Continue nurturing that entrepreneurial spirit rooted in Christ. Do not give up. Keep reading, keep building, keep networking, and most importantly, keep praying. The journey does not stop here. It evolves with wisdom and with purpose. So let us close this course with prayer together, and I'll leave you with a final word. Heavenly Father, we give you all the praise for all that we've accomplished and all that we're going to be doing, Lord. I ask that you give each of these students insight as they complete this last unit in this course. I pray for them in their continued academic pursuits. May you bless them. May you be glorified through their work, whether in the classroom, in the church, or outside in the mission field. We thank you, Lord. We bring our ideas to you. We ask that you transform them to be you-driven and not us-driven. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all for being part of BSU 410, Christian Entrepreneurship. Again, it has been a privilege to walk with you through this season of learning and spiritual growth. Remember, your calling as a Christian entrepreneur extends beyond the classroom, beyond anything going on here at CLI, but out into the world, out into the mission field. Let Scripture continue to shape your innovation, your purpose, and your leadership as the world revolves and continues to evolve. I am deeply honored to be part of your journey. May God bless you abundantly as you finish this paper and step forward into all that He has prepared for you. Congratulations. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His light shine upon you. Have a wonderful day.